Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I'll be your host for the next 120 minutes or so. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences in live radio. How do you know it's live radio? Because I just said that. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. It's like Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family all rolled up into one Buick going down the freeway at 15 miles an hour. Buckle up, little campers. Here we go. It's Devotional Diamonds of the Day, and ooh la la. I got some good ones. I got to say, personal revelations of my life's insanities, nothing quite as funny as the story I told yesterday about the dog thinking that a motorcycle was an actual animal. Life lessons. For our faith that we can actually use, and we probably won't. And you sit there and you think, well, why wouldn't we use these lessons for faith? Well, maybe sometimes, not so bright. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Now that, my friends, is a great question. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think he is. Also, we're asking life's questions about life's questions, and at the moment, we do happen to have, just in case you want to know, a daily double. Isn't that cool? All right, here we go. Did you like that? Okay, yours was better. I'm just saying. Okay, now listen to this. The second question here is going to blow you away. The first one, not so much. Second one, unbelievable. Ready? First of all, the first one. In football, why do they call the runner a running back when he's supposed to be running forward? I think that's a valid question right there. But this one, this is going to get you right here. This is going to ruin your life right here. If you tell someone that you're being judgmental, that they're being judgmental, aren't you being judgmental when you tell them that they're being judgmental? Uh-oh. Answering life's questions about life's questions. Sound effects placed at the wrong time. Wrong time. Which have nothing to do with this show.
Morning, officers. What, y'all the second team?
We're the first team.
Yeah, we're not going to fall for a banana in the tailpipe.
You're not going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe?
It should be more natural, brother. It should flow out like this. Look, man, I ain't falling for no banana in my tailpipe. See, that's more natural for us. You've been hanging out with this dude too long.
That's right. That was classic. What else are we doing? We're doing that living life as a Christian thingy. That's the thingy we do. Phone calls and more compelling monologues, riveting interviews, fascinating callers. That's the wrong show, man. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. IA. When we come back, oh my, all I want to say is Bill O'Reilly and killing Jesus.
A man walks down the street, he says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Bethel Seminary Preview Night is Monday, November 18th from 6 to 8 p.m. Register online at seminary.bethel.edu. Bethel Seminary, committed to excellence. Our church in Lake San Marcos is pastored by Steve Verray, a successful Christian comedian and teaching minister who has taught his popular Bible for Dummies class for over 10 years. Steve's gift for making the Bible easy to understand is a wonderful blessing to people who previously had trouble understanding God's Word. Here's Pastor Steve.
Well, we named the church Our Church, like the time, Our, because we want people to know that they can come in on a Sunday morning and they can sit down and learn from the Word of God, like an appointment with God's Word. We even give our scripture references out in handouts to everyone to look up after they leave, and we don't have a whole lot of bells and whistles. We just teach directly from the Word of God. We even cover topics that our congregation requests, like what is Islam, what is Scientology, and what does the Bible say about heaven. We look forward to seeing you on Sunday morning. We're at the beautiful Lake House Resort in Lake San Marcos. We meet at 10:30 every Sunday, and you can go to our website for more information. It's ourchurch.org. That's H-O-U-R, ourchurch.org. And we'll see you on Sunday morning. God bless.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,300. In security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-236-7081. That's 1-800-236-7081. 1-800-236-7081.
Here's some simple advice from Cash Call Mortgage. Today we have a 10-year fixed refi at 2.99% rate and APR with no closing costs, no points, no appraisal deposit. 2.99%. So if your rate is higher than this, you're throwing money away every month. It's like having a hole in your pocket that leaks cash every day. So change those pants. Pick up the phone and make the cash call at 866-590-CASH. At absolutely no cost or obligation, we'll tell you how much you can save by refinancing and plugging that hole. Again, 10-year fixed at 2.99% rate and APR with no closing costs. So make the cash call at 866-590-CASH. It costs you nothing other than a phone call and a few minutes of your time.
Applicant must meet credit and income requirements. Rate subject to change without notice. See website or call 866-900-8744 for restrictions. Loans made pursuant to Department of Corporation's California Finance Lenders Law License. NMLS 38512.
That's 866-590-CASH.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, and I'm using my big boy voice. You can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. Also go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. And follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. There we go. This segment brought to you by E. Cola Termite and Pest Control and our very good friend Sue Freeze, also known as the Termite Lady. Now, in her involvement in the business, she has her son that got involved, got actually chronic asthmatic symptoms from chemicals in a home. Man, if you're a parent and that happens to your kid, and you decide, I'm going to get in this business and clean it up, that's a good attitude, a good approach. E. Cola uses microwave, electrogun, and patented E. Cola heat. Gets rid of the termites without the hassle of moving out or the embarrassment of tenting. And because they're on their 30-year anniversary, 30 years, that's a long time. They're doing $100 off any termite work when you call or $50 off any initial pest control. Call 800-332-BUGS. That's 800-332-BUGS or visit E. Cola Termite, ECOLA termite.com. Don't forget Sue has a show here on KPRZ on Saturdays at 4 p.m., but again, for the pest control or for the termite, for the $100 off termite or for the $50 off the initial pest control, call 1-800-332-BUGS. Okay? All right. Now, we're going to get right into the depth of the matter. If I told Robo what we're doing, he kind of knows where we're going. We're going right into a segment. We haven't done a segment on Bill O'Reilly in quite some time. In regards to the book of Killing Jesus, and I want to make sure that I do this in a proper fashion, as proper as I can anyway. And I want to start off by saying that last night the wife and I were watching the end of the show just as we were eating our very nutritious dinner. Anyway, and it's been a while since we talked about the Bill O'Reilly Show and his latest book, Killing Jesus, which, by the way, has the subtitle, This Stuff Has Nothing to Do with the Bible, it's not based on the Bible in any fashion. That's the subtitle for the book, in case you didn't know that. During the viewer mail segment, a viewer wrote that Bill's book stated, and I quote, that the Romans killed Jesus in order to control the Jews. The viewer then stated that the Bible says that the Pharisees forced Pilate to crucify Jesus. So from Bill's book's point of view, the Romans killed Jesus in order to control the Jews. And from the viewer's point of view, the Pharisees forced Pilate to crucify Jesus. They're both interesting points, But both of those viewpoints are incorrect. Both of them. Here's one of the things we got to start right off with. Bill said the Jews couldn't force Pilate to do anything. It's all on him. Talking about why Jesus was crucified. And I want to state right for the record right now, this is not a, Dave, he lost his kinder, gentler, softer self. No, I'm still here. We're just talking about the practical discussion here. Here's the problem with saying something like the Jews couldn't force Pilate to do anything. It's all on him. Here's the problem with that. The problem with that is he doesn't know, Bill doesn't know all the scriptures. He just knows some scriptures from growing up. Nothing wrong with that, except it's better to know all than some because it can get you in dangerous territory. Acts chapter 3, verse 13 and 14 says this. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his servant Jesus. You handed him over to be killed, and you disowned him before Pilate, though Pilate had decided to let him go. You disowned the holy and righteous one and asked that a murderer be released to you. In Pilate's mind, and if you kind of just follow the story, Pilate tried at least three times to free Jesus, because he knew something squirrely was going on. Now remember, even Pilate's wife sent him a message saying, back off, Homer. I had a bad daydream because of this dude, and I'm not happy about it. And I don't care if you're the emperor, the king. I don't care if you're Caesar or the president. Your wife has your ear if you're a leader. Don't tell me otherwise. But on the flip side of that, so Bill is like going, it's all on him. But Pilate was trying to free Jesus. Now, let's at least acknowledge that though Bill was trying to make a point from one angle, what he's saying is it's all Pilate's responsibility. Well, Pilate tried to get this changed, but it wasn't working out for him. The viewer, on the other hand, said that Pilate was forced by the Pharisees to crucify Jesus. And that, too, is incorrect. He was not forced. Listen to what I'm about to say. He was pushed. Now, there's a difference between forced and being pushed. He wasn't trying to control the Jews, like Bill O'Reilly said. He was trying to calm the Jewish population. He was trying to calm them down. Let's look at the scriptures. Matthew 27:24. When Pilate saw that he was accomplishing nothing, but rather that a riot was starting, he took water, he washed his hands in front of the crowd and said, I am innocent of this man's blood. See to that yourself. In other words, Pilate's like going, whoa, there's a riot brewing right in front of me. Now, it's true that the Pharisees didn't force Pilate to do this. But don't tell me they're not pushing here, right? They're agitating the crowd. And when a mob gets together, yikes. Mark chapter 15, verse 12 through 15 says this. Answering again, Pilate said to them, then what shall I do with him whom you call the king of the Jews? They shouted back, crucify him. But Pilate said to them, why? What evil has he done? But they shouted all the more, crucify him. Wishing to satisfy the crowd, Pilate released Barabbas for them, and after having Jesus scourged, he handed him over to be crucified. We see in these two passages that one, Pilate was trying to stop a riot, and two, he wanted to please the crowds. So while it's true that the Pharisees did not force Pilate to do something, they certainly pushed him towards the edge. There's no question about that. And to say the whole thing is on Pilate, the whole process of Jesus being crucified is on Pilate, to say that statement shows a lack of knowledge of understanding that Pilate actually tried to stop this process to some degree, not fully, but to some degree. So here's the question. Does this absolve Pilate? No. Does this absolve the Pharisees because Pilate caved? No. It was for the political expediency that Pilate responded from a worldly point of view. Did you hear that statement? DeRobo, that's the one line I need you to add into the thing. From a worldly point of view. It's just like President Barack Obama compromising on health care. Things are crashing down all around him. Even the Democrats, they did a vote today. Almost 40 Democrats jumped ship. Everybody's going the other way. So President Obama's going, well, let's do this then. Let's do this. He's trying to stop the explosion that's taking place. So what's the deal here? Here's the key. Now get this line. This is a line I made up. I made this up myself. Here's the key. To only live in this, in the thinking of the secular or worldly point of view in regards to Jesus is to live on Mount Sure You Betcha. Is that a good one? Mount Sure You Betcha. What do you think? That's a good place to be. Mount Sure You Betcha. The real deal is understanding everything through the eyes of divinity and not humanity. And this will only take a second, then we'll be in the wind down. We're in the wind down, so just give me this extra time. Acts chapter 2, verse 22 through 24 says this: Men of Israel, listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did among you through him. This man was handed over to you by God's set purpose and foreknowledge. What? I thought it was Pilate's fault. I thought it was the Pharisees' fault. This says right here in verse 23, Acts 2:23, this man was handed over to you by God's set purpose and foreknowledge. You want to know the key to this whole thing? Here's the bottom line. Ready? You can write this line down. It's everybody's fault. What? What do you mean it's everybody's fault? Oh, I'm going to even get this done on time. It's everybody's fault. Acts chapter 4, verse 27 and 28. Indeed, Herod, number one, and Pontius Pilate, number two, met together with the Gentiles, number three, and the people of Israel, number four, in this city to conspire against your holy servant Jesus. They did what your power and will had decided beforehand should happen. What? You mean God determined for Jesus to actually die for us? Correct. Wait a minute. It's Pilate's fault, isn't it? It's Pilate's fault for ordering the crucifixion. It's the Pharisees' fault for placing Jesus up as an option. It's Judas's fault because without the betrayal, the Pharisees had nothing. Remember, they were constantly looking for a way to accuse Jesus. The treachery came right from within the tight circle of the 12. Here's the key. It's Bill O'Reilly's fault. It's the viewers' fault. It's your fault, listener. It's my fault as a radio host. It's all of our faults because of sin. Jesus died because of sin. You're thinking, well, we're trying to affix blame here. There's no blame to be affixed. Understanding from the divinity point of view, Jesus had to die for each one of us. It wasn't Pilate. It wasn't the Pharisees. It wasn't the Roman guard. It wasn't Judas alone. It wasn't any of it. It was all of us from the beginning to the end when the trumpet blows. He died because that's how God determined by his set purpose and foreknowledge to redeem us into a relationship with him. He died because the power of God decided beforehand he was going to die. Whose fault in it? Is it yours? Mine's, Pilate's, the Pharisees, the Romans, the Jews, the Israelites, the Gentiles, everybody from Adam on down. Yours and mine too. And you know what I say? Thank you, Jesus Christ, for being willing to die for such a sinner like me. I'll take that all day long. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, I could get off the soapbox, but I might not.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Hi, this is Randy Bishop, CEO of Varango Solar. Did you know power bills are expected to increase 40% in the next 5 years? That's why I founded Varango Solar and why I'm so proud we are now the number one residential solar installer in Southern California. We make it easy for homeowners to save thousands on their electric bills. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call. We'll pull up a satellite image of your roof and tell you right there on the phone if you can switch to solar with no money out of pocket. There are no upfront costs because with Varango, you don't pay for the solar panels. You pay for the solar power at a lower rate than your electric utility charges you. And if Varango can't save you money, we won't take your business. You can go solar for zero down. Like Ed Asner says, Varango really has made going solar a no-brainer.
Call Varango Solar at 800-599-0500. A 5-minute phone call could save you thousands on your electric bills. 800-599-0500. That's 800-599-0500.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
It's a no-brainer.
Joey? There's an E. coli truck pulling up next door.
Nah, not to worry, doll. That's for the neighbors. These people haven't called nobody. We're the stealth termites. They don't got a clue we're here.
Actually, we do have ways of finding you, Joey. This is Sue Freeze, the termite lady from E. coli. Termites don't always make themselves known. During the summer heat, they like to lay low, but breed a lot. But here at E. coli, our expert, experienced inspectors know what to look for in your attic and foundation. If we find termites, we can use family-friendly, pet-friendly methods like E. coli heat, electric gun, and other non-chemical, along with traditional treatments to get rid of them. So call us for a free estimate at 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS.
Joey, that E. coli man is walking over here, too.
Wow, that ain't fair. Pack up, doll.
E. coli, powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly and mother approved. 877-332-BUGS.
Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry. Over 34 years of integrity with God's love. We all want safety in life. Well, it should be most important when it comes to our retirement money. IRAs, 401ks, or any money we want to protect. Most people have lost some money in their retirement accounts due to stock market decline. But now in retirement, you can't afford to lose money again. And you won't with my product. Get like stock market growth without the risk of going backwards ever again due to stock market decline. And now get guaranteed interest growth, and anytime you want your money, you can start taking it out. Preferably over 59 and a half. Currently, the product is paying 14% guaranteed over the next 10 years. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. You pay no commission and you can't go backwards ever again due to stock market decline. Your retirement account is safe. Let's move it today. Love you all and God bless. 1-800-553-6247.
Some restrictions apply. Rates subject to change. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
For years, you've heard Zero Res say they're the best. So why haven't you tried them? Cell phones upgrade, computers upgrade, and carpet cleaning is upgraded. Zero Res is the upgraded cleaning system for your entire home. Do you really want your kids and pets crawling on filthy carpet full of bacteria, sticky soap, and harmful chemicals? Of course you don't. Zero Res patented alkaline water cleans wonderfully green, it kills bacteria, it's safe for children and pets, and your carpets will smell fresh, your tile will look bright. So why haven't you upgraded? Get your house upgraded with Zero Res before the holiday gatherings begin. Upgrade to the best system in existence, Zero Res. Others may claim it, but Zero Res is it. Call today and get two rooms cleaned and sanitized for a mere $99 and get a 10-foot hallway for free if you donate a can of food for a local food bank. Call 858-486-4100 before the end of the week for the $99 special. That's 858-486-4100 or book online at Zero Res San Diego.com.
This season, fall in love with the rich taste of Jersey Mike's Rosemary Parmesan bread. The flavor's baked right into the crust and goes great with any sub. Back for a limited time at participating Jersey Mike's. Find locations at jerseymikes.com. Voted best sub in San Diego and now serving North Carlsbad.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Really?
Bazinga!
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by our very good friends at Excalibur Roofing, Eric Holloway and gang, or and family. We shouldn't really call them a gang. I mean, because now the word gang sounds so bad. It's like, you know, it's Eric Holloway and family, or Eric Holloway and team, you know. Mr. and Mrs. Holloway and the group. Hey, that's a good one.
I don't want to see this on your MySpace page. Please, no gang signs. No, throw it up. I'm kidding.
Yeah, okay. No gang signs. All right, so here's the deal. Excalibur Roofing. You know why Eric likes this? Because I end up doing a routine in the middle of his read, and he gets like 3 extra minutes. How nice is that? That's pretty good. 20 years of experience, active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded over 40 different classifications, and testimonials from people just like you and me. The bottom line is they approach each customer in a unique situation attitude. So there's no cookie cutter stuff. He's not a general contractor. Eric's not a general contractor. He's a roofing contractor. They work on new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. Now look outside, ladies and gentlemen. I told you the other day it's going to rain. It's like, look it. And it's supposed to rain tomorrow. Call 760-743-8803 before you hear drip, 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 drip. 760-743-8803. Make sure everything is put in place and is proper. All estimates are free, and you can check them out just by going to excaliberroofing.com. Gives you a good chance to do that. 760-743-8803. What do you think of that whole rant and rave thingy on the Bill O'Reilly? It's kind of interesting, is it? Because it's a fascinating. I understand where he was kind of coming from, trying to affix blame. And I understand what the viewer was saying to a degree, because that's almost an affixing of blame. But the truth is, the blame is all of us. I mean, without Pilate, he's not crucified. Yeah, well, without the Pharisees, he's not offered up. Without Judas, he's not offered up to the Pharisees. And like we said, without Adam, there's no sin to be offered up for in the first place. I mean, that's kind of an interesting way to understand it. So, you know, the real thing is that if you look at it from a secular point of view, and by the way, that book, Killing Jesus, is based on a secular point of view. I'll not acknowledge that with no problem. And I appreciate that there's dialogue on it. But I want to make sure that as Christians, we understand where the differentials are. Okay, nobody was forced. Jesus laid down his life willingly. We've talked about that passage in John probably 20 times. This is something he gave up for us because he loves us. He wasn't a victim of the death penalty. All that stuff is so ridiculous. Ugh. And speaking of ridiculous, I have another piece right here in front of me that's ridiculous. It's something else that happened last night. Yeah, so I can't help it. See, so we do something really intense and really serious. And if you listen to the show, you know, well, sometimes Dave can be silly. So, I mean, so what? That's great. I mean, don't you want that? You want everybody to walk around like, harumph. That's what you want everybody to walk around is? Harumph, harumph. Well, that's no fun. Nobody even likes to be around people like that. If you think that Jesus was just a man who was always depressed and walking around and, you know, banging his head against a rock, you have very little insight as to who the Son of God was. But let me tell you this right now, because this is the kinder, gentler, softer me coming out right here. Last night I did something that I've never done before. So, Robo Producer, I might need your help a little bit. I know you are you scripting? Do we need to be scripting? Yeah, no, I don't know. I are? What kind of commercials? Can I be in them? That was
your
a
star,
joke.
Dave.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah,
there. Big star.
There it goes. Boom. Good.
It sounds like a rock.
I'm like a star when somebody hits somebody in the head with a baseball bat and there's stars running around their heads. That's the kind of star. What are you talking about?
So what do you need help with?
I need you to tell me what you think of this after I give the first three.
Oh.
I just need your opinion. But, you know, well, that, and I really need help. You know, I'm really having a hard time getting this one thing out of the,
well,
out of
this, out of the
storage. No, out of the storage. You need to come over and help me take it up to the, okay. I created a new team saying last night.
Oh.
See, that's what I'm talking about. See, taking you to a different place. You know, the standards are, there's no I in team.
No I in team.
There's no I in team. You know, I had one person actually say to another person right in front of me, there's no I in team. There's an I in idiot and you're the I. I actually had somebody say that for me. That's pretty funny. There's no I in team. Together, everyone achieves more. That's another famous one. Here's another very famous one. No man is an island. No, I would think an island is an island, but, you know, I get that. But here's the one I came up with last night. This is to motivate the other person in a relationship to pull their weight. So let's say you have a girlfriend, husband, wife, brother, sister, whatever the case may be. Here it is. This is the new saying. Now, I created this. I made this up. Just nowhere, anywhere in the world. Ready? You've never heard this before. Ready? Here it is. Half of us... U.S. Half of us is you. Y-O-U, but actually just you. See? Because half of us is actually a you. See? Half of us is you. Get it?
But how I spell that, you or Y-O-U?
Both. See, because you got to go, half of us is you. And then it's Y-O-U as you, the person. But you is actually half of the word U-S, which is us. See? See that? Get that? Because the word us is U-S, right? Half of that is you. The other half is S. Okay, so you can take that wherever you want to go with that. So half of us is you, referring to somebody having to pull their weight. That's a pretty good one. You like that? That's not bad. I made it up. I had a moment.
1/12 of the way towards a motivational calendar.
Or a new fortune cookie company.
That too.
poor Robovers never knows when I'm pulling him in, pulling him up. What are you doing? I never tell you, do I? Isn't that nice of me? Well, I know, but that's because I like you so much.
Well, you'd like me to be surprised, just like the rest of the audience.
Well, I'd like you to enjoy the show just like everybody else should enjoy the show. I'd like to enjoy the show. That's why I never know what I'm doing.
That's the truth.
All right. So here's the big thing. This will really appreciate, by the way. This is the most important thing of the day for me to tell you. It's the annual Three Stooges Festival Day today.
Oh, and why aren't we there, David?
Well, there's two reasons why we're not there. One, because we're forced to do a show here by the corporate Salem, since they've been so kind to us. Now we're being kind to them. And then two, it's also in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. So the other reason
well,
that
we
we're not
there. Start walking, we can yeah. go, we could probably make it by the end. A walk
of,
fast.
Of what? Of the when the Lord returns, the end?
That's
because
right.
That's not going to be any sooner than that. Let's just acknowledge two more days and then go to break. Actually, three more things. One, Continental Congress approved the Articles of Confederation, which was the precursor to the United States Constitution. Everybody thinks somebody just wrote, he just sat down and wrote a Constitution. Not exactly. That was in 1777. In 1969... For those that enjoy protests, about 250,000 protesters protested against the Vietnam War, the largest war protest ever. That's amazing, isn't it? And then finally, for those that don't know, today is National Clean Your Refrigerator Out Day. So for those that failed to do it, didn't do it, forgot to do it, or were thinking about it, get on it so that it gets done. Just remember the old adage. When somebody calls you up and says, is your refrigerator running? And you say yes, and they say, well, then you better catch it. It means that you're getting old. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, I don't know.
The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Step out of the everyday and into the tranquility of the spa at La Costa, named the number one wellness spa in the nation. Come for a treatment and stay for the day. Visit the spa at La Costa in October and receive a $45 savings pass. Details at lacosta.com.
Well, the government's overhaul of the reverse mortgage program took effect on October 1st. The new rules will limit the cash you receive at closing, but even bigger changes are coming in January with financial assessment, which may completely disqualify some seniors or reduce the cash received with property tax and insurance set-asides. Hey, Mark Larson here. Now's the time to enjoy the retirement you deserve with no mortgage payments and access the equity in your home today before the next set of changes. Join my friend Mehran Aram and his team at Aramco Financial for the next dinner workshop. It's free at the Sheraton Resort and Spa in Carlsbad, December 5th at 6 p.m. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, call my friend Mehran today. He's one of a handful of certified reverse mortgage professionals in the nation. Reserve your seat by calling 866-600-1130, 866-600-1130, or aramco.biz. Purchase, refinance, reverse. That's the Aramco Group. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco.
DRE number 01853626, NMLS number 277316.
No one in San Diego wants gophers, rats, or mice on their property. Then the question becomes, do you handle the problem with chemicals or find a natural solution? A government study proved that one nesting pair of barn owls can consume 2,000 gophers, rats, and mice per year, whether they nest in the city or the country. The Barn Owl Box is a green solution to San Diego's rodent problem. Working together, we can stop using poison outside. Poison doesn't control the rodent population in San Diego, but it does make owls very sick. And when their babies ingest poison, they die. Get an owl box made from organic materials and gain real control over rodents on your property. This is an affordable, long-term, natural answer to your problem. Boxes start at just $350. Call Tom at 760-445-2023. Learn more online at barnowlboxes.com. 760-445-2023.
What can one person do? One person can potentially reach hundreds of illiterate people in India and change their lives forever with the good news of Jesus Christ through a talking Bible, an audio Bible in their own language. One person listening right now can give a talking Bible and help an evangelist reach a fishing village where they've never heard of Jesus, and he'll play God's word to the people there, resulting in hundreds who accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. By being that one person who picks up the phone right now, you can literally change lives for eternity. The new and improved Talking Bible can be donated for just $35. Please call Talking Bibles with your one-time gift of $35 at 760-745-8105. That's 760-745-8105 or online at kprz.com. This work cannot be accomplished without your help. We need just one person to call right now. Is that one person you? Call 760-745-8105.
If you're looking for a successful career, Excalibur Roofing wants to talk with you. You can become part of the Excalibur Roofing team, which operates with a positive family atmosphere. We have positions now available for qualified installers and apprentices who must have a heart to serve others and an openness to learning new skills. You need to have a good driving record in 5 years in roofing or in construction, plus a good attitude. This is a full-time career with training, benefits, and exciting challenges every single day. If you're excited to be a part of San Diego's most trusted roofing company, then Excalibur Roofing Services has a position for you. Please call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803 to apply, or go to excaliberroofing.com and fill out the contact us form on the website. Get your career on top of things with Excalibur Roofing today.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Round, round, get around, I get around,
yeah, get around, round, round, I get around,
I get around.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. You should have seen what just happened. My plug for my earphones came out. That was great. Local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. We got to do our typical things. One, if you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Two, go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. Three, follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because...
You are not authorized to access this area.
That's right. This segment brought to you by Zero Res and our good friend Brian Holland. Here's the bottom line. Zero Res uses scientifically proven empowered water instead of chemicals to sanitize your carpet. It's safe for pets, kids, and allergy sufferers. The techs are prompt, polite, professional. And here's the special. $99, they'll do two rooms. You'll get a 30-day you gotta love it guarantee. Plus, if you give a can of food to the local food bank, you'll get a 10-foot hallway for free. All you got to do is call 858-486-4100. That's 858-4... Let's try that again. 858-486-4100. Okay. You can also go to ZeroResSanDiego.com. If you would like to get some information that way as well, keep in mind that they're the people that we use, the people that KPRZ uses, and KCBQ. So, I mean, you can't go wrong with Zero Res. 858-486-4100. You know, I've learned that saying 858 like this, 858, is too fast. What do you think? A little fast, right? Okay. So many things to talk about. What do you want to talk about? Good news, bad news, or mediocre news? Or DDD.
Friday. I don't want to hear about bad news.
Okay, we'll skip that story. We'll skip that story. Wait, we'll skip that story. Well, hey, I'm skipping all the stories. This is something that Professor X sent me. He always sends those cool things. You know what I'm saying? This is kind of an interesting thing, and I really like this. This is something he sent today. Whenever Professor X sends something out to the X-Men. Now, for those of you that don't understand what that means, there's a couple people that listen to the show and they don't get everything. Let's just break that down. We're going to have a lexicon, okay? DDD, whenever we do that, that's called Devotional Diamond of the Day. That's when I do those short little teachings, okay? That's what a DDD is. Professor X is the general manager of the station. If you don't know who Professor X is, he's the leader of the X-Men who are mutants. In the comic book world, and so we make a joke saying that the leader of this station is the leader of the mutants here at the station.
You wouldn't don't think forget about Genar.
Who?
Genar.
Who's Genar?
Genar stands for Give Noah a Raise.
Now that, my friend, that is comical.
I'm here all week, okay. Literally.
Yeah, no, that, literally. That's good. And then for those that don't know some of the other acronyms, neither do I. Don't worry about it. But so that's what's going on. So Professor X sent him, and every once in a while he sends encouraging kind of things, but kind of like challenging. Like, we, you know, they challenge you to do a little better, or maybe walk a little taller, or whatever the case may be. So he sent one today, and I thought it was a good one. It's called Not a Gift. Not a Gift. That's kind of a unique title, isn't it? Not a Gift. Here's what the article says. Here are attributes many of us value in coworkers, bosses, employees, friends, and vendors. Okay, so you can tell it's like a work-oriented, right? Here we go. Ready? These are attributes that people value. Ready? Being honest. Punctual. That means if you tell somebody, hey, I'm going to call you at 4:20 and it's 4:25, tell them, send them a text. I'm running late. I'll call you in a little bit. I mean, you know, you kind of, that kind of thing. Curious, which means you're interested in other people's lives. Proactive. You don't want to always be reactive. You know, I actually heard Tommy Barnett preach a great message about being reactive. He said people that are reactive are always waiting for something to happen, and then it's all about how they respond to it. He said that's not a way to live. That's good. Be proactive, not just reactive. Flexible. Okay. We're not talking about aerobics here, okay? We're talking about, never mind. Thoughtful. Now, that means that if you're sitting there and it's a Thursday evening and it's about to be Friday and you're thinking, you know, I don't want to work on Friday and I'm not going to go. I'm going to call in and thereby dump everybody else in the business so that they're running around like little chickens with their heads cut off. That's not nice. That's not very thoughtful. Generous, which means if you have popcorn, share it. Somebody should tell that to Brian K. Smith. Fun. You should have a good time with the people that you work with. Good attributes. Committed, respectful, organized. Nobody's. That's a problem right there. Nobody's. Not too many people organized. Interested, creative, likable, and positive. You know, Eeyore is not the most popular in Winnie the Pooh. I don't know any other way. How do you say that differently? Right? You know what's funny is you like what's right, like Debbie Downer. You know why that's so funny? That like on Saturday Night, like that Debbie Downer, she's so down. It's all everything is down, 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 down. There's people that are like that. Oh man, you got a raise. Just means I'm gonna have to give more money somewhere else. It's like, okay. Anyway, you get the idea that these are things that people really appreciate attributes. Here's the problem. Some people who are likable, honest, curious, thoughtful, easy, nice, they're thought of as almost charismatic. They're almost like gifted. You ever think, oh, those people, they're really gifted. They're really awesome. They do this. They do this. Let's understand this. And this is what the whole message was that Professor X sent. The thing is that if you think that all of these attributes are giftings, that's a cop-out. That's a way not to work hard at who you need to be in the Lord and who you need to be as a person. You might have been born with a head start in one area or another. And you may have been raised in a culture where parents really enforce these things, but attitudes can be taught and they can be learned by anybody. And you got to make a decision. Do you feel like you can take them on or not? You got to make a choice if you want to be positive, likable, creative, interested, organized, respectful, committed, fun, generous, thoughtful, flexible, proactive, curious, punctual, honest. You got to choose that. You can't just anticipate that you're going to wake up one day and you're going to have this little, you know, oh, I'm just everything. You got to work at stuff like this. This is not easy. Now, you know how long it took people here to like me, Robo? You have any idea?
To be honest, I don't know. I liked you on the first day.
Really? I think it's all either the bribes, and then if the bribes didn't work for me, it was all the threatenings. It was one of those two.
Nice.
Eventually that worked. But the point is, you work it. Nobody comes out and they're perfect all the time and everything. We just think that way. We just think we are, which is really funny when you think about God.
God's up shattering
there.
My bubble.
Yeah, God's up there going, "Oh, watch this one." You know.
Oh,
that.
I've had that happen to me so many times.
I mean, you think you know so much, and like the Lord's like, "Uh huh."
Yeah, watch this.
Watch this. It's like, I don't know what it is. It's like we have this idea that we're either we're absolutely no good. And you know where this, I just thought of where this comes from. You just helped me think of where it comes from. It actually comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. How about that? How about that one? In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it talks about two sets of people in the church. One set are the people that think that they're worthless. They're not the eye. They're not, they're not the hand. So they're not the best of. And so they're no good. They're not good enough. And then the other group think that they're so good that there's nobody that can touch them. And that's, they think they're just superior to everybody. Well, without the eye, you can't do this. Without the hands, you can't do this. Hey, here's one. Without the feet, you can't walk. Good luck. It's like you got to get that mindset right. It's like nobody is too good and nobody's so bad.
While you're talking about too good, it brings up another point that you've talked about a lot on the show, where if you don't humble yourself, you don't have to. That's fine, because God will do it for you.
Yeah. I mean, just go walk around and tell everybody how great you are and tell God how great you are. But if you're doing that, do not call me. I do not want to talk to you. Do not send me an email if you're going to come and say, I'm really great. I've actually had somebody come up to me at the end of a church service. Now, this is the truth, and everybody can judge it any way you want to. And they actually came up to me, and they go, yeah, dude, I'm an apostle. I just wanted you to know I'm an apostle. That's what he told me. And I said, I'm pretty sure the original 12 and anybody post-apostle, because there's about 17 listed in Scripture, though only there's the original 12 and then a few others. I'm pretty sure they didn't have to announce it. That's what I told them. It's like people that come into, and I've had this happen, people come into the room and say, I have arrived. As though we're all supposed to stand up and go, very happy for you. It's like, I don't care. It's like, who cares less? Everybody else around you. So you don't announce that kind of thing. You know what you do? You just like you said, you be humble. You do what you can. You work at it. You don't quit. You don't try and come off in church like you're the perfect whatever. You're not the perfect whatever. If Jesus came to the church and read your mail in front of all the other people in the church, that would end quickly, wouldn't it? That would be a very short, very short pride moment. My point is this. Be what you can be in that process. Grow in the Lord. Develop. You're not done. We're always going to be a white belt in karate. Always learning, always growing, always developing, always moving forward to the best of our ability in our communion and connection to the Lord, not in our own strength. Doing stuff in our own strength, no good. Okay? All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon. Right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we do have to cover a wee bit of news.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
E. coli, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly, mother approved. Call today for your free in-home inspection, 877-332-BUGS.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi friends, Marty Schneider here. You know that my calling is to do financial plans for my listeners and clients. The unfortunate truth is that 80% of Americans don't have a plan or a strategy for their retirement. That helps to put together all the pieces of their puzzle. That includes their retirement plans through work, Social Security benefits, IRAs, Roth IRAs, 401ks, pension plans, and whatever else you might have. What I can offer is the chance to take all those pieces of your financial life and put them together into a strategy that can show you exactly what your retirement income might look like. And of course, we can then talk about ways to improve that picture and reduce your income taxes during your retirement years. It's a plan that other advisors charge up to $2,500 for, and I offer this as an absolutely free service. So call me for your complimentary consultation at 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider, helping to minimize my clients' taxes for 33 years. 800-727-PLAN.
Every day in San Diego, 10,000 men, women, and children are homeless. I'm Herb Johnson, President and CEO of the San Diego Rescue Mission. This holiday season, we are experiencing record-breaking increases in emergency services for families with young children. We encourage you to support San Diego Rescue Mission in our urgent holiday appeal to provide food, shelter, and hope to homeless men, women, and children of our community. No one should be walking the streets hungry and desperate. You can help provide a hot meal with a message of hope to every person who comes to San Diego Rescue Mission. The need is great and the time is now. Help assure the Rescue Mission can give a meal and hope for a better tomorrow. We must have your support in order to deliver these critical services. Go to sandiegorescuemission.org and donate today. Thank you.
Kevin Davis here. As we're heading into the holiday season, there's a lot of great things going on at Monte Vista Village, aren't there, Tracy?
There is, Kevin. I have another invitation for your listeners who've been thinking of moving to a senior living community. They can join us Saturday, November 23rd as we celebrate Thanksgiving. Guests will enjoy roast turkey with pomegranate glaze, Waldorf ham, potatoes with caramelized onions, and much more. And you don't want to miss the pumpkin cinnamon pudding cake. It'll knock your socks off.
That sounds tasty.
Our event is held from 11:30 to 1:30, and this is a great way to meet our residents and take a tour of Monte Vista Village and see what I've been bragging about all this time. Please RSVP by November 20th to 619-465-1331. Come and join us for this complimentary event and see what your life could be like at Monte Vista Village.
You need to check out Monte Vista Village. Give them a call, 619-465-1331, 619-465-1331, license number 374-600-564.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
It's gray and Wednesday to Thursday. I don't care about you. It's Friday. I'm in love.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. You know what we haven't done is a check of the weather. You want to know why? Because it's lousy.
Eeyore would be impressed.
I mean, yeah. Here's what I'm going to tell you about the weather. Well, there's not snow on the ground, but it looks like there could be. You know what I'm saying? That's what it looks like, right? Traffic looks meh. I mean, I'm just Friday traffic. I already know I'm going to be in traffic for an hour and 15 minutes to go 19 miles. Thanks for that. That's awesome. A couple things I want to cover, not the least of which, because we always cover things that are really important on this show. We have Russell Shubin, who's going to be coming up at the top of the hour talking to us about Christian Outlook and what's going on in the on the show here on Saturday. For those that don't understand what that's all about, Salem Communication has about 105 stations. They take all the best of the information that's come over the past week, and they put it together in a show. It's here on KPRZ 5 a.m. On Saturdays. You get up, you listen. It's the, all the best segments, and they also have some other things that they're doing along those lines. It's really kind of cool stuff. So when he calls in, it's kind of interesting because I like to know what they're thinking. They probably, though, stay as far away from me as they can. It's like, stay away from that guy. Anyway, I did want to say, because this was an important story to me, that there are six things that you don't know about Pepsi.
Well, let's find out, because I hate Pepsi. Coke guy.
First of all, I'm not a Pepsi fan, but they didn't write the article about Coke, so what do you want me to do? So they wrote the article about Pepsi. You know, that's funny. You were the second person to say that to me when I said mention this. I mentioned that I got this article about things you don't know about Pepsi. The person goes, I don't like Pepsi.
What Coke is it? Has more carbonation, and it's not quite as sweet. Gotta love it. And I'm a fan of the new Coke,
it is,
which so doesn't exist anymore.
So is it just that Pepsi was trying to take into Coke's business, or is there something? Is it?
I don't think it tastes as good.
Interesting. Here's six things you don't know about Pepsi that you will never really care to know again. But you know what? On a commute on a Friday, or if you're sitting at home on a Friday, it's good for 3-4 minutes. Let's see. Here's the one thing you might not know. It is Pepsi that has done these six things first. Right? That's interesting. First. So they're like at the head of the game on this. Now, they're not as big as Coke. Okay. And you're right, it's not as good as Coke, but some people like Pepsi. All right, Pepsi, the first soft drink to bring soda and chips together. How about that? They were the ones that purchased Frito-Lay, the PepsiCo company purchased Frito-Lay. They put the first ones to put chips and soda together. Okay, well, I don't know if that's interesting or not. Also, the first company to sell soda. soda abroad, and the first place they sold it was Russia. They're the first one to go from a horse and buggy to a truck. How about that? Does that seem interesting? Are you sleeping yet? I can't tell if you're sleeping. Is this boring you? Okay. They're the first ones to take the Coke can and make a 2-liter bottle. So now they're the first 2-liter bottle. They're the first ones to be an official sponsor. If you're a National Football League or National Baseball League fanatic, you can thank Pepsi for being the official sponsor of both leagues. Didn't know that, huh? And then also, Pepsi Light was one of the original diet sodas ever with just one calorie, back even before the day of Tab. They had a Pepsi Light
product.
Give me
a Tab. Can't give you a Tab, pal. Unless you pay for something, order something.
Listen, the problem with Tab, everybody knows, is the can was pink. It's like, why would you make your can pink? Are you trying to make men...
On the 25th anniversary of Back to the Future, I was like, I want to get nostalgic. I want to do something really cool. I was like, I'll go buy a 6-pack of Tab because they still make it. And I went to go pick it up and I'm like, I'm carrying pink soda to the front of the store.
It's like, you know, they were trying to reach women, okay, which I understand the marketing part of stuff like that. But you don't have to try and emasculate a man in the process. I don't know what the deal is. It's like it's a pink can. It's like you're drinking grapefruit juice or something.
The time is now.
The taste is alike.
New possibilities. New Coke. Think about it.
I've already thought about it. You know what we're never going to do again on this show ever? Items about Pepsi. Ever. It's never, ever going to happen again on this radio show. Unless Pepsi becomes a really big sponsor. And then I'll consider it. Of course, Professor X will demand it, but I'll consider it, okay? And then somehow they'll work their way. Do they have other
and
products?
And I'll boycott the show.
And you'll boycott the show. Yeah.
Unless you introduce me to GNR.
Yeah. I can't help you with GNR, dude. I can't even get Davo to get an El Rezo. What are you talking about? You know, living on a quarter every once in a while. Anyway, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. Russell Shubin's going to be hanging out with us for a while. We're going to find out what Christian Outlook is doing. Make sure we're on par. I've got a story, by the way, that proves that there is no death. Actual cessation death. I got a story that proves it for real. I mean, it's scientific. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. We're coming right back.
Through the hard times and the good, I have to celebrate you, baby. I have to praise you like
tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.